The Patriotic Alliance has had a couple of bad days, but it had a very good night. Let's hear from elections analyst Wayne Sussman. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you, Chris. Great to speak to you again. It was a most interesting night of by-elections. You started the Patriotic Alliance, so let's focus on them. They won a ward in the Drakenstein municipality, which is the town of Paarl in the area of Amstelhof. This is an area where they barely featured in 2021, getting 1% of the vote. And here they were able to beat the DA by about 70 votes, which is a stunning upset and a great result for them. Essentially, why this is so important is because the Cape Winelands district after the city of Cape Town is the second most populous district in the Western Cape. And generally speaking, voters in Stellenbosch and Paarl have been more loyal to the DA than other parts of the Western Cape beyond the city of Cape Town. So this means that Gayton McKenzie and the Patriotic Alliance are edging closer and closer to the city of Cape Town. If they can win seats off the DA in the DA stronghold of Mossel Bay, in places like Amstelhof in Paarl, what can they do to the Democratic Alliance in the city of Cape Town? So I would sense that there's great concern for the DA at DA headquarters today. Then, so the way the PA won, because it's always important to understand, it's not just that they took support off the DA in Paarl. A party like Good, which had done reasonably okay before, weren't on the ballots. And those voters from Good who showed up clearly put their mark by the PA. And then there was also a local party called the Concerned Drakensberg Residents, which was totally obliterated yesterday. And it's clear that there was a shift there. And the PA will see that in the Western Cape, its winning formula is the DA, the ANC, and these small local parties and what's left of Good. And this will give Gayton McKenzie a lot of momentum. When we go to the area of Veldtrif, which in my opinion has one of the most interesting streets in South Africa, Bokkomslaan, I hope all of BizMews viewers and listeners have been to Bokkomslaan. The area just north of it is called Noordhoek. And this ward also includes Dwarskaersbos, where there's been a lot of semi-migration, and the small place of Aurora, which once used to sell the best Fitbits in South Africa. This was the ward. And here the PA in 2021 gave the DA a big push. And the DA held this ward, although the DA's vote share actually went up. But the PA also made big inroads. And what happened here was the DA benefited by the Freedom Front Plus not being on the ballot, but the DA also benefited by a very strong turnout in a place like Dwarskaersbos, and they didn't do so badly in the PA stronghold of Noordhoek. The ANC support essentially collapsed here. You even had the EFF beating the ANC for third place. The PA would have benefited from the ANC's decline. Earlier, I spoke about the winning formula for the PA in the Western Cape. But the DA will be delighted, like in Nelson Mandela Bay last week, that they've held on to this ward in the Veldtrif area. The Bergrivier area is one of the municipalities where the DA has performed best, and they'd be happy that their blue wall held up somewhat there. So we've spoken about the good news for the PA thus far in the Western Cape. And you started off, and I think your assertion would certainly be about Kenny Kunene. For those of us in the media space and in the punditry space, this is a massive story and was a massive story, and it broke. So I always said that what happened to Kenny Kunene would have no impact on the voters in Veldtrif and the voters in Amstelhof in Paarl. But if it was going to have an impact, and I didn't think it would have an impact, it would be in the Sebokeng township near Van der Bijl Park and Vereniging in Mfuleni, which, by the way, is not a backwater municipality. After our 8 metros, this is the 9th most populous municipality in the country. And here the PA, this is an area which is 100% black, got 12% of the vote. They finished ahead of the EFF. They finished in fourth place. So my sense is the early data shows that Kenny Kunene, and I want to come back to this by-election just now, but on the Kenny Kunene question, because the Kenny Kunene issue only broke out on Tuesday, late afternoon, evening, and the by-election was on Wednesday, it was never going to have an impact on the voters. Maybe it had an impact on the PA activists. And just to finish off on the PA, and I really want to come back to this Mfuleni by-election, the PA has seemed like a party which is unstoppable and invincible. But last night, in Ward 1 in Sol Plaatje in Kimberley, which is the Roodepoort area and the Plaagfontein area where the Kru and Khoi people reside, near the beautiful Wildebeest Kale Rock Art Center, beautiful tourist sites in Kimberley, the PA lost a seat to the ANC. The PA won the seat in 2023 in a by-election. They were the most popular party there in 2024. And here in this by-election, the ANC came out on tops. So even the PA had its comeuppance in a night of major turbulence. So the next by, I want to go back to that Mfuleni by-election, because for me, this is fascinating. Sebokeng is a place which understandably looms large in ANC history. This is where a massacre took place and is the Sebokeng massacre and is a traditional ANC stronghold. The ANC's vote share fell to 37% in the by-election last night. So yes, they retained the seat. But you saw Mkhonto Sizwe surge to second place with 21% of the vote. The DA holding on came third with 12%. The PA just behind. And what was also interesting here is that the EFF support collapsed. They only got 8% of the vote. So this is major turbulence, major upheaval in a core Gauteng township. And I believe that this is basically, could be a harbinger of things to come in the next local government elections. And I want to give you, there was a primary school. And it's always important to look at language in townships. So are there Zulu-speaking voters in Sebokeng? Hell yes. But are they the dominant language speakers in this where this by-election was? No, it's Sesotho. In one of the voting districts by a primary school in Zone 12 in Sebokeng, because it was in Zone 11, 12, and 13, Zone 11, 12, and 13, for me is the most astonishing result I've seen in a long time. Mkhonto Sizwe won the voting district, and again in this district, Sotho majority, but more Zulu speakers than the rest of the ward. But Mkhonto Sizwe won the district. Patriotic Alliance came second. And the ANC came third. I do not recall a voting district in a Gauteng township where the ANC have finished third. I do not recall such a thing. This is a significant development. And there are lots of voters in this voting district. Then we go down. Were the EFF in fourth place? No, it was the Democratic Alliance. And the EFF, were the EFF in fifth place? No, in this voting district. It was a local party. The EFF came sixth. This is also, in my opinion, historic. I cannot recall in a Gauteng township where the EFF are finishing sixth in an area of large amount of voters. And this microcosm, I think, could be a sign of things to come in townships across the length and breadth of the most populous province of our country in the next local government election.
Wayne, I want to take you back to Kenny Kunene. Now, he has always been controversial from the days of sushi. But do you think that him being found at the house of a murder suspect in Sandton will have any impact on the Patriotic Alliance's surge towards 2026?
Well, the data showed in this by-election, no, the one in Gauteng. However, as I said, this was early days. This will be a big test for Gaetan McKenzie. He has suspended him from party activities. Kenny Kunene was key for Gaetan McKenzie. They've done time together, but they've also done business deals together and built some businesses and built a significant new party, which you and I talk a lot about. They have a very close working relationship. I think Gaetan McKenzie quickly realized, while remaining devoutly loyal to Kenny Kunene, that he had to act and move fast. And this could well present a challenge to the ANC, to the PA amongst its black voters. And for instance, 12% in a very competitive by-election in Sebokeng is a great result for the PA. We've seen in Soweto by-elections in 2024 that the PA are making inroads amongst black voters. However, the media narrative and the social media narrative around Kenny Kunene is extremely toxic right now. I think the interview he did made it even worse for him, where he said that he was transporting journalists. So this will present a challenge for Gaetan McKenzie. He has acted swiftly. I think that this will have no impact on the PA in the Western Cape or the Northern Cape or the Eastern Cape. However, in Gauteng, this could present a challenge. And it was clear that while Gaetan McKenzie was the number one person and Kenny Kunene was very loyal to Gaetan, Kenny was without a shadow of a doubt the number two person in the party, far more prominent than Ashley Sauls or Marlon Daniels or the new arrival Liam Jacobs or the MEC in Gauteng. So if they have to act against Kenny Kunene, it'll be interesting to see who emerges as number two. This does present a vacuum. Kenny Kunene was able to take the PA to new voting markets. But right now, for the data suggests it hasn't been a challenge. There is a Soweto by-election coming up in a few weeks' time, and we'll maybe have a better indication then. But I suspect the negative media attention to continue on Kenny Kunene.
Let us look at which important by-elections are coming up.
Yeah, so this last night, Wednesday, the 23rd of July was pivotal because I had all these swings away from the DA, some swings away from the PA, swings to the ANC, swings away from the ANC, MK surging. It's not going to be much more predictable next time around. Well, we think it's much more predictable. The next by-election is going to be in Nelson Mandela Bay in the Motherwell Township, which is a traditional ANC stronghold. We just had a by-election there, and the ANC did lose some ground to the EFF and Nkonto Sizwe. The ANC will want to remind those two parties, come the next by-election, that Motherwell is an ANC stronghold, and Nelson Mandela Bay, Motherwell will be key to the ANC coming first in Nelson Mandela Bay. So you can expect the ANC bigwigs to be campaigning in Motherwell. Nkonto Sizwe want to show that they can break into Khoza market. And after the EFF poor showing in Sebokeng, they'll want to go to Motherwell Township in the Eastern Cape and say they are certainly a party to be reckoned with. I really enjoy our conversations. August will be quieter than July with by-elections. But it'll be interesting to see whether the developments around Mkhwanazi, the developments around Kenny Kunene, continue to impact on our politics, certainly after last night's very interesting round of by-elections.
Thank you. That was Wayne Sussman, elections analyst, speaking to Biz News, and I'm Chris Stain. Thank you, Wayne.